If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you're seen on the internet, Aaron Rodgers announces retirement. It's an April Fool's Day joke, everybody. Be on high alert. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And did you ever have an April Fool's Day joke go wrong? Or maybe it was the best April Fool's Day joke that you ever played. Something better than, oh, I made sure the sprayer had the rubber band around it.
I love that one.
We're looking for something good. Because that's the stuff that you do.
It's fun.
Well, I played with my sisters the worst April Fool's Day joke that children should never do with their parents.
This is a PSA from Elizabeth. Do not do this.
And every April 1st, the sisters get on the text thread with our parents like, remember when we did this to you guys? Because they don't think it's funny.
Uh-oh.
We were getting ready to go to church. It was a Sunday morning and it was April Fool's Day. Age range here with the four of us sisters.
19, 17.
We were really young. Rachel was probably 9, so I'm 7. Gretchen's 6, and little Natalie's in diapers, a toddler in diapers. And we're hanging out in the living room watching TV while mom and dad are in the kitchen cleaning up after breakfast, and we're going to be leaving soon. And my oldest sister, Rachel, was the ringleader of the four of us. If we were doing anything, she was the one that was leading the charge every time.
All right.
And she said to us sisters, I've got a really good idea. And she's whispering and we get close. Yeah, what is it?
We're so excited about it.
Okay,
this.
When mom and dad, while they're in the kitchen, we're going to pretend there's a fire. And that there's a fire in the room. Yeah, things you're never supposed to yell.
Gosh.
And I remember getting really excited thinking, oh, they're gonna be so surprised. And then when we yell April Fools, they're gonna laugh and they're gonna think this is the funniest thing and we're so clever. Oh, this is gonna be such a fun Sunday.
You girls, I'll tell you why.
So Rachel said, okay, when I count down on a count of three, we're all gonna yell fire, fire.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I think Gretchen was like, I'll say I'm on fire. Yeah, do that.
Oh yeah.
Even better.
I'm going to say something even better, right?
Even better.
Yeah, okay.
So Rachel starts the countdown. 3, 2, 1. We're screaming like believing this is happening because it's going to make the joke even better.
On a Sunday morning before church.
Before church. And we're like, fire, fire, fire. Gretchen's on fire. There's a fire, there's a fire. My parents came running out of the kitchen through the dining room so fast. I will never forget my mom's red robe. Came undone. She had pajama pants on. Came undone around the turn, screaming. And then we're all, April Fool! were jumping up and down.
She's ready to put the flames out with a robe.
Probably.
That's what it was.
That's probably what it was. My mom, if you know my mom. God. I just told you my mom did the Heimlich and saved my dad's life on 4th of July. Like, my mom knows how to react in these high-pressure situations.
She's springing into action.
And then when we said it was April Fool's, my mom sits down, puts her hands in her face in her hands, starts crying, which immediately I realized as a first grader, oh, this is not the reaction we were looking for. Dad starts yelling at us.
Yeah, because that's what dads do.
What is wrong with you? Why would you think this is okay? And then we all got sent upstairs to our room. I think all of us but Rachel were crying. Because Rachel was hard like that. The oldest sister, like nothing made Rachel cry.
Right. Got a rise out of him.
We're like, it's Rachel's idea.
Got a rise out of him. Got him.
We went upstairs in our room before we had to go to church. And then on the way to church, we had a whole talking to.
More lecture.
Of how wrong this was. Uh-huh. And these are not April Fool's Day jokes to play.
No, absolutely not.
Makes for a funny story now, but not for a good story at the time. So kids, those are the April Fool's Day jokes not to play. But have you ever done something that you still talk about to this day? The April Fool's Day joke that went right, or maybe it went oh so wrong. I blame the older sister. Rachel, I know you listen to this show. Your fault.
It's her fault.
You're the older sister. You're the smartest one out of all of us. You should have known better. We shouldn't have done that.
But you're the one with reason. You should have been like, you guys can do it. I'm going to step out. But no, you went along with it. So you're just as to blame.
Because I thought it was funny.
You had the ringleader, you had the mastermind, you went along with it.
So just be wary if you're on the internet today. Don't believe everything you see or hear.
Right.
And don't yell fire if there's not really a fire.
This has been a public service announcement from Elizabeth. Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
What was one of the worst April Fool's Day jokes that you've ever experienced? It's Elizabeth and Radar. Good morning, everybody. It's The Mix. Be on high alert. It is April Fool's Day. And I was just telling the story about how when we were younger, very young, I was about 7, my older sister said, let's yell fire while mom and dad are in the kitchen before we leave for church.
That's a no-no.
No, mom was in tears and dad yelled at us and we got lectured the whole way to church.
Oh, that was a happy Sunday.
It was bad.
Did you get grounded after that?
No, not grounded, just in trouble. And here are some messages that we have that came into the Siding Unlimited text line. Here's one that said, my older sister poured water over all the clothes in my drawers before I woke up for school. My mom was so bleeped, and my sister got grounded for a month because I didn't have anything dry to wear to school. Here's another one. When I was like 7 or 8, my dad told me he got me a Lego set that I really wanted. When I went to go get it, he said, April Fools.
Nice.
The worst thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies. And then here's another one that we got that said, when I was in high school, two brothers said that they had won the lottery. Everybody was talking about it. Their mom after school was telling people about the lottery ticket.
Oops.
The next day,
oops,
it was a fake ticket.
Oh.
It was a joke they're playing on their mom. It said, it might not be the most damaging joke, but man, did that hurt my heart for that mom.
That poor lady. That poor lady.
That's something that my mom had done to my Aunt Carol at Christmas one year. A gag lottery ticket for over $1 million. Tears were being shed. You know, I just realized,
and then
this is why we played the fire joke. My mom is the prankster in the family, and she will prank people.
You tried
people.
To come back at her.
She will prank people.
See, and did you yell at her? Did you say, Mom, that wasn't very nice?
No, because we just realized people were crying because they were happy, and then people were crying because they were sad, and we're like, can the cousins go play Nintendo and leave the room? Because it's just got real awkward at
all
Christmas.
All the emotions. I actually almost got sued because of an April Fool's. Actually
sued?
Yeah, sued, like... Well, this is what HR had told me. So one of my jobs that I took before going to radio school, after I graduated from police school, after I got my degree for criminal justice, was at Associated Bank in the maintenance department. So we'd change light bulbs and clean up stuff and move furniture and things of that nature. That's how I met my buddy Tim Roscoff, who's up in Slinger. He's a Slinger firefighter. And so we'd pal around. We'd joke around all the time.
You always joke around, which is why it's good you're in radio and not in a very... professional job.
Right, exactly. That's why I could never make it as a police officer. So downstairs in the recycling area, you know, you have like your recycling bins, and we had like paper and shredded paper and stuff in there. So around Halloween, I would hide in there and jump out and scare people. One guy I scared.
In the paper shredder?
Yeah, in the paper shredding. Well, the bin that holds all the paper shred that goes out to the truck.
Oh, I'm like, what are you doing jumping into the paper
shred? So I would hide in there on Halloween, let's say. I'd jump out and scare people. And the one guy we'd scare is a personal banker by the name of Todd. I can't remember his last name, but it was Todd. I can still picture him. You know, he kind of had like the Homer Simpson hair, you know, where it was kind of sliding back on his head. And he would come down through the employee entrance and come in the basement and go into the lunch break room.
Oh, no.
And I would jump up and scare him. He screamed like a kid that was 9 years old on the playground. I scared him so much one time. So then April Fool's comes around. We're like, oh, we're going to glue 2 quarters to the floor in the maintenance area. That way when people come by, they'll try and pick them up. Oh, April Fool. So the night before, we glue them down to the floor, right? So we have all these
thinking
other...
this is going to be hilarious.
All these other bankers try and pick it up, and we're standing there. And we're like, ah, April Fool. Everybody laughs, right? Well, here comes Todd. And we're like, oh, we're going to get him. So I go, oh, I think I dropped some coins on the floor. Did you get mine, Tim? Yeah, okay, I got your quarters over here. And then Todd sees the ones that are glued down. He goes, oh, here's some more. He goes to pick it up, and you think you're going to like scoop up a very light quarter or any kind of coin, and you're going to stand up right away? Well, he had his finger kind of on the quarter and trying to pick it up. He lost his balance, fell forward, tore a hole in his pants, his suit pants. He's laughing about it, right? Until
Radar, this is terrible.
We're like, oh my God, you okay? Hi, April Fool. That was just April Fool. He goes, oh, this is very funny. Yeah, no problem. He was chumming with us, no problem. Well, then he got to telling everybody in the office that he tore his pants doing that because of our little joke. And what happened? Well, we get Jerry, our head of maintenance, coming down, ripping us a new one. Then we have HR coming down saying, you know, if Todd would have fallen and broke his arm, dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
You guys could have been in
trouble.
You could have been sued. And I'm like, sued? What does she mean? So we never did that again. Don't do that. Don't glue quarters to the floor of the basement in the maintenance department ever again.
This is also still the guy that scares people around the corner here at work. So not much has changed.
Did you see who just walked in?
Who?
Hey!
Gotcha. Oh my gosh.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.